Hello, and welcome to Python 411, computer programming for everybody. Well, I'm getting ready to go to PyCon, my first PyCon, and it's Sunday now, and on Wednesday evening I'll fly to Dallas with my beautiful wife and my son, and my son and I will attend the conference, and we'll sightsee in the evenings with my wife, and really looking forward to it. I will have a full report when I get back, and hopefully a lot of interesting things to relate to. And I understand also that the conference is being taped. That's right, audio taped officially, just like last year. Only this year, I think the quality will be better, the sound quality. So the proceedings, all of the wonderful presentations will be available to you as sort of a podcast. So I'm really excited about that as an educational tool. And I'll give you the human interest stories behind the PyCon events when I return. And it's just all in all a wonderful thing to look forward to. The hard thing now is trying to decide which papers, which presentations to attend, because you can't attend them all because there's several different tracks going on at any given time. Right now, on Thursday, the first day, the tutorial day, I have signed up my son and I for the first half of the day for Internet Programming with Python. That's being presented by Wesley Chun, who wrote the book Core Python, which I enjoyed very much. He's really an expert on Internet Programming. This is a sort of a low-level Internet Programming, no web frameworks. It's a CGI and below, some of the network protocols, I think, even below CGI. And that will be very educational, I am sure. And in the afternoon, my son and I will attend the tutorial on a game-free introduction to Pygame, which I'll probably do a podcast on when I get back. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the regular papers, which will be on many different subjects, and as I say, many tracks, so you can't really attend them all, which is a shame because there aren't many that I wouldn't want to attend. For right now, this is the layout that I am sort of anticipating that I will attend and give you presentations on. First on Friday is Python in Your Pocket, Python for the Series 60, the Nokia Series 60 telephone. You know, Guido von Rossum just did a blog entry about he got a free Nokia phone, Series 60, and to try out Python on it, and he's very excited. He's always said that he thought Python would be extremely appropriately good for programming PDAs and cell phones, handheld devices. So I look forward to that. Then we're going to attend PySense, Humanoid Robots, a Wearable System, and Python. How interesting is that, to see Python helping to control a wearable humanoid robot type. I have no idea, but I can't wait to tell you what that's all about when I return from PyCon. And then I think we will attend the state-of-the-art Python IDEs to compare, I guess, all the different IDEs available. And this is very appropriate because I'm getting ready to investigate some of those myself, and I'm sure I'll want to podcast to you about that. It's difficult because that one's being held the same time as a Django and then later a Turbo Gears. And I'd like to attend those too, but instead I'll attend state-of-the-art IDEs and then scripting.net with Iron Python. Jim Hagunin's Microsoft version, I'll attend that more out of curiosity to how it's going to help grow the Python world than anything else, since I don't use Windows as my primary operating system. Rather, I use the Macintosh. Then I'll probably attend Teaching Python, Anecdotes from the Field. And then Zen Shen, Zen and the Art of Network Client Programming. I think this will go along with the Wesley J. Chun Internet Programming one. This will be a lower level Internet Programming, which I'm very interested in. I hope it's not completely over my head, but I'll report back what I'm able to learn. And I'm sure my son, who's 16, will absorb a lot more of the material, and we'll go from there. Then I'll do SAM, Transforming a Command Line Tool to Web 3000. And then on Saturday, Implementation of the Python Bytecode Compiler. Yes, I'm planning on attending a lot of lower level stuff that it will be hard for me to understand, but very educational. And then Iron Python implementation with Jim Hagunen. So these are extremely interesting types of events that I'm just thrilled to death to be able to report back to you on. And then I'm going to be looking at Chandler, the presentation on Chandler, which is a Pythonic PIM, personal information manager, and handles email, and it's a very ambitious project, all written in Python, very high-level program. Then packaging programs with Py to XE, because I have not really used Py to XE, and I'm excited about learning how to use it to make Windows executables. And there's a similar program for Macintosh executable creation. And then I'll do one on building pluggable software with eggs, Python eggs. And then the next day, which is Sunday, I'll be sitting in on stackless Python in Eve Online. And then effective Ajax with Turbo Gears. and then PyPy, where we are now, the famous implementation of Python in Python. And then PyPy architecture session. So a lot of this will be over my head, but I have the theory that you learn by exposing yourself to a lot of stuff that's over your head. I could have gone, for instance, to the Python 102 tutorial, but I've done an awful lot of introductory Python stuff. So I think the Wesley J. Chun internet programming will be a better choice. And of course, in addition to all these great things, and I may change my mind when I'm there and attend some different ones, I'll also be meeting a lot of the people and reporting back to you on that. And of course, the wonderful general presentations, Guido von Rossum doing the keynote address, and the creator of BitTorrent doing an open interview style address, and others. So much to report on. And then, well, I hope I get to meet some of you. If you see me there, if we have name tags, or if you see a balding 53-year-old guy with a 16-year-old son, you'll know that's me. Come on up and say hello, please. And, you know, I'm always looking for people to do guest podcasts because users are always asking for podcasts on subjects that I know little about. So that's another reason. When it comes to guest podcasts, for instance, here's two subjects, cryptography and webcam control. A listener named Todd Heron requested, could I do a podcast on webcam control? Because he's controlling a webcam with Python right now, but not getting the resolution that he feels he should be getting. And I've never done that, don't have a lot of knowledge, but if anyone out there has knowledge on webcam control, it'd be great if you put together a guest podcast or just a little audio segment, record a little MP3 segment of sound about your knowledge, and I'll plug it into a podcast, send it out to the whole audience. Same way with cryptography, another subject that was requested because one of the listeners is very interested in Python and cryptology. So if anyone has any expertise in that, a guest podcast or a portion of a podcast would be very welcome. Any subject that you have that you're interested in that you would be willing to do a guest piece on, let me know by email, or if you're at PyCon, by all means, seek me out. And, you know, whether you've got a guest podcast or not, say hello. This is a human thing to meet people. That's the most important thing about any conference, I believe. Although I'm looking forward to the technical papers, it's the human side that is the most important. Well, you know, there's never been a better time to be a Pythonista. This is a time where Python is mature enough to use with confidence in most areas, and there's more development going on than you can shake a stick at. The community is healthy. Guido and Alex Martelli, employed at Google, working away on the next version of Python with confidence, and with Python 3000 out there on the horizon, and the number of tools for web programming, the number of IDEs, the number of major projects, PyPy to implement Python in Python, and basically Chandler, which is a wonderful high-level application. There are so many exciting Python projects, and Jython is mature, and Iron Python is approaching its 1.0 official release. this is the most exciting time that I can imagine to be a Pythonista. And so PyCon, even if you don't have the wonderful opportunity to attend PyCon this year, you will be able to hear the official audio versions, and usually there are some wonderful new tutorials by experts in various areas coming out of PyCon, which I will certainly highlight. You will have my report on the papers I attend and on the people I meet and on the excitement that I feel in the Python community in Dallas this upcoming week, in just a few days. So be there in spirit, if not in body. And I'll be podcasting again when I get back and sharing it all with you. And in the meantime, let me know what you're up to by email, or drop me a voicemail, or anything. My website is www.awaretech.com, A-W-A-R-E-T-E-K, and away we go. So for now, this is Ron Stevens with Python 411, computer programming for everybody.